You're listening to a podcast from Victory. To rejoice in the Lord means to find joy in the Lord over and over and over again. Learn more about this truth in week 4 of our series, Joyful.
Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. My name is Romel and I'm one of your pastors here at Victory Metro East. Again, we would just like to welcome you, okay, to our online worship service. And for those of you who are tuning in with us this morning, iniimbitahan po namin kayo, no, na dumalo sa ating gathering on site, no. We are slowly and carefully restoring what is essential to our church life, no, and that is the gathering of believers. We are a church, we are a congregation, we are a flock, and we do gather together. And so, kung kayo po ay 18 to 65 years old, lumalabas din po naman kayo, pumapasok sa trabaho, kayo po ay namamalengke, nag-grocery, nagda-dine out, probably some of you, nagba-bike po kayo, and you're just going out, hindi po kayo high risk. We would like to invite you to join us to gather together on site, worship God together, hear the Word of God together right here in our center. And we believe, and biblically, this is very central to our church life. Okay po ba yan? And so we are excited to see you in our on-site worship services. Tayo po ngayon ay nasa pang-apat na linggo na po ng ating series entitled Joyful, at tayo po ay nasa libro ng Philippians, ano. And so, this letter is the sweetest of all Paul's letters. There is no scolding, ano. Hindi po siya katulad ng letter sa Galatians na galit po dyan si Paul. Philippians is a more of a love letter. His word seems to come from a light heart. It is evident that the soul of this great apostle is free even though he was in prison. While writing this letter, siya po ay malaya at may kagalakan sa kanyang puso kahit po siya ay nakakulong, no? And Paul tells the Philippians that the duty of all Christians is that they be joyful. Can you please type it there on the comment section? Joyful. And the world doesn't want a greater burden. It wants a joyful heart. Sabi po sa isang libro, no, a long-faced Christian is the worst advertisement for Christianity, no. Kung tayo daw po ay mga Kristiyano at ang ating mga baba, okay, ang ating mukha ay napakahaba, no. It means very sad. A complainer, being grumpy all the time, a whiner, a warrior. Kumbaga, sa kanta ng Apo Hiking Society, ito po yung sinasabi natin, nakasimangot ka na lang palagi. Parang ikaw na ang nagmamayari ng lahat ng sama ng loob. Nakalimutan mo nang tumawa, pero sumasayad na ang nguso mo sa lupa. And so, lagi na lang galit sa mundo, sa ibang tao. And if you will examine your life today, can it be characterized by joy? In the way we live our lives, are we displaying the joy of the Lord, that we are experiencing the joy of our salvation in Christ? And in the midst of crisis and all that is what's happening around us, is it really possible to be joyful? Is it possible to have joy in all circumstances? How can we have joy in whatever situation we may be in? Yan po ang titingnan natin ngayong araw na to. So let me read to you, okay, our text for today, and we are now in chapter 4 of Philippians. And I will just be reading one verse, but we will go through with some of the verses later on. Philippians 4:4, and it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that indeed, in whatever circumstances we may be in, or we will find ourselves, we will choose to rejoice in the Lord always. Lord, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, no? Sinabi sa text, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. And so, a good question is it really possible to rejoice always? Lagi-lagi daw, pwede daw po tayong mayroong kagalakan sa ating mga buhay. Ano po ba ibig sabihin nito? No? Dapat bang lagi ako nakangiti kahit tayo ay umiiyak na? Ibig po bang sabihin nito, kasalanan ang maging malungkot at magluksa? Ano ang ibig sabihin ng rejoice in the Lord always? Well, to rejoice in the Lord always means it is more than a feeling. Feeling. Nothing more than feeling. But, okay, to rejoice always in the Lord is more than a feeling. It does not mean we will never feel sad or depressed. I mean, Jesus wept. Elijah, the great prophet, was depressed and wanting to die. David locked himself in the room and mourned for the death of his son. Paul, the apostle, exhorted us to weep with those who weep. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I mean, joy is not denying or suppressing the feeling of sadness or loneliness or grief. And as we go through this kind of situations in our lives, we cry out to the Lord for help and deliverance, focusing our eyes and our thoughts on Him and His great mercies in our lives. And even though our circumstances may not change, our perspective does change, and eventually our mood and emotion changes as well. We become hopeful, knowing that God is near and in control. And we can experience a flood of God's joy even in the midst of tremendous pain. And so, to rejoice in the Lord always does not mean denying our feelings and ignoring how much we are hurting. Bakit po? Kasi hindi po tayo bato. Tayo po ay mga tao na ginawa ng Diyos na mayroong puso at damdamin. Okay? Tayo po ay may mga emosyon. And so, to rejoice in the Lord always is more than a feeling but a matter of obedience. Okay, the word rejoice is a command, a continuing command, repeated 2 times in verse 4, alone for emphasis that we are to choose to obey, particularly to choose to rejoice in a difficult situation. Tulad na lang ng kinakaharap po natin ngayon, ano? And so to rejoice here means to keep on rejoicing habitually, continuously, progressively as a way of life, always, over and over again, repeat. Whatever that circumstances may be, whatever situation we may be in, to rejoice means to keep on rejoicing habitually, continuously, progressively, as a way of life, always over and over again, repeat. No, it's a continuing command for us to rejoice in the Lord. And it is commanding us believers to keep on persevering, progressing in God's grace and God's joy over and over again in triumphant endurance. This is us being commanded to choose to rejoice. To choose to rejoice. There is a choice to rejoice always, no matter what the circumstances are. The choice to rejoice often must go deliberately against how we feel. When we go through trials, when we're treated unfairly, when we're disappointed by people or circumstances, when we are faced with a decision, will we obey this command to rejoice in the Lord always? Or will we allow ourselves to be swept along by our feelings? Alam niyo po, mas realistic sana no, if it says rejoice in the Lord sometime or most of the time. But it says always. It means we have to confront our grumbling and complaining when things don't seem to go our way. We have to confront our anger when we feel we're treated unfairly. We have to confront our disappointments when we feel like people, institution, or even the church, the people we love, let us down. We have to confront our worries and our fears. We have to confront our lack of trust in God in the midst of trials and difficulties. Why? Because we are commanded to rejoice in the Lord always. To rejoice in the Lord always. It's a command. And so we are to view rejoicing in the Lord always in the same way we view the instruction to love one another, to love your neighbor as you love yourself, to not kill, to not steal. Because to rejoice in the Lord always is not primarily a matter of feeling, but a matter of obedience. Kaya nga po, no, Philippians 1:18. This was Paul hearing that a whole lot of people were preaching the gospel out of selfish ambition, out of their own gain, and yet, ito po'y sabi niya, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice. To rejoice is a decision of the will. Paul made that choice and was constantly making that choice to rejoice in the Lord, whatever circumstances he may be facing. And so it means joy is not an automatic feeling. It is a deliberate choice to rejoice. While there are a whole lot of things we can't control, I mean, we cannot control the weather, the reaction, the attitude, the decision of other people. Diba, kung ano yung ibibigay sa inyong mga assignment ng teacher nyo, okay? The virus, we cannot control our economy, an unexpected illness or death. Paul was saying that the attitude of rejoicing, it's something that we can control. We are given a choice to rejoice. And we are being persuaded and commanded that in the midst of difficulty, because yun naman talaga yung mahirap mag-rejoice, we are to choose to live life joyfully in the Lord. And that's why to rejoice in the Lord always is not circumstance dependent, but being dependent in the Lord. And this was illustrated in the life of Paul. He was in prison, facing possible execution, yet chose to rejoice in the Lord. He was falsely accused by some leaders in his own church, and yet he chose to rejoice in the Lord. He was shipwrecked at sea, beaten by a snake, but chose to live his life joyfully in the Lord. Preachers in Rome were preaching the gospel out of envy, selfish ambition, strife. But Paul made a choice to rejoice, not in the circumstances, not in his own difficulty, but in the Lord. Paul had every good reason to be angry, depressed, complain, whine. And you may think, he would need a good cheering up and encouragement. And then he wrote this short letter filled with joy. Because joy is an attitude, an approach to life rather than a reaction to life. Joy is a way of looking at life that is not affected by circumstances. Okay? Kung ang buhay daw natin is a reaction to life, okay, kapag maganda nangyari, masaya tayo. Kapag hindi maganda, wala tayong kagalakan. And then that's not joy. That is merely happiness based on happening. But joy is an attitude, an approach to life rather than a reaction to life. And so joy is independent of our circumstances, but being dependent in the Lord. And that's why it says, rejoice in the Lord. Not rejoice in our circumstances, not rejoice in the way we feel, not rejoice in what we have, what we possess, but rejoice in the Lord. And joy is not something we can manufacture. Many people may try to create joy by positive thinking. Diba? Developing positive self-talk, looking at the positive in every situation, while this will be of help. But joy comes not from doing these things. Joy comes from a relationship. Joy comes and flows through our lives from our relationship with Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always, knowing that we are loved by God. That God is near us. That God is with us. That God hears our prayers. That God provides. That God is good even in difficult and trying times. And this joy in the Lord, which we must aim for, is not a superficial happiness based on circumstances or on the absence of trials, but rather a solid trust and faith in our awesome, powerful God, who is also our good, good Father. Our Lord Jesus knew that joy, even as he faced the cross, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame. The apostles knew that joy when they were flogged for preaching the gospel and they went on their way. I mean, they were beaten, yet they went away rejoicing that they have been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name. Paul and Silas knew that joy when they were unjustly thrown into the prison. Okay, sila po ay hinagupit, their backs torn open, their feet in chains as they sang hymns of praise to God. That no matter what happens, God is in control and that God is good. Yes, despite of what's happening around us, we are facing this crisis, this pandemic, our lives are affected, our income, our home, our family, our studies, our dreams, our business, our relationship, our mental health. We cannot go out, we cannot see our friends and family as much as we want to see them. We may be experiencing lack, sickness, challenging, difficult situation, but because we are in the Lord, we are in Christ, we are sure God is working out His good purposes for me. And in this, I'm sorry, we rejoice. we rejoice. Joy comes from our confidence in God's love, God's power, and God's wisdom. We may not understand what is going on around us, but we can trust the nature and the character of God. That God is good. That God is loving. That God is compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love. That He is working out His good purposes in and through us, even in this most difficult time of our lives. And in this, we can rejoice. Sabi po ni J.I. Packer, no? Christians are not victims and prisoners of either the past or the present. The powers of forgiveness and new creation are at work in their lives. Before them lies a sure and certain hope of deliverance, transformation, and glory. Joy will someday be theirs in fullest measure, and they should not give way to that ill feeling, to that black feeling, that life will never be better for them than it is now. It will definitely get better. Christians have, so to speak, larger souls than other people. For grief and joy, like desolation and hope, or pain and peace, can coexist in their lives in a way that non-Christians know nothing about. Grief, desolation, and pain are feelings triggered by present situations, but faith produces joy, hope, and peace at all times. This does not mean that grief, desolation, and pain cease to be felt. That idea would be inhuman. It means that something else is experienced alongside the pain, the hurt. It becomes possible for Christians today, like Paul long ago, to be sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. People whose sorrow should be told that God offers them joy, whatever their circumstances, for this assurance is just as true for them as it is for everyone else. And that's also for you and I. And so we rejoice because we belong to God. We rejoice because we are in the Lord. We are in Christ, no matter what our circumstances may be. And that joy that comes from the Lord ought to be shared to other people who sorrow. That this supernatural joy, joy that comes from the Lord, is also available to them. Kaya nga po sabi sa verse 5, let our gentleness be evident to all. A heart rejoicing in the Lord will be gentle. And that should be evident to everyone. It is not stated here, excuse me, but we may suppose that sooner or later, a heart rejoicing in performance and the maintenance of religious standards will be unyielding, ungentle, unkind, discourteous, and intolerant. We have to choose to rejoice and let our gentleness be evident to all. Why? Because we can rejoice in the Lord no matter what our circumstances may be. And so to rejoice in the Lord always means to find joy over and over again in the Lord in all circumstances. It is more than a feeling, but a matter of obedience. It is not dependent on circumstances, but being dependent in the Lord. And so, do you want to be joyful in the Lord always? Then stay close to God, the source of joy. Stay close to God, the source of joy. Sabi po ni Martin Lloyd-Jones, the only way to be happy in Christ is to be desperately unhappy without Him. The only way to be happy in Christ is to be desperately unhappy without Him. Are you desperately unhappy without Christ? Because that's the only way for us to be joyful in the Lord always. And let me conclude with some practical application, at least based on Philippians chapter 4. I mean, how can we have joy in the Lord always? Well, as we can see in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. How can we be joyful always? Pray always. Instead of worrying, pray. Instead of being anxious, pray. We got to pray. Not only that, Not only prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, give thanks always instead of whining and complaining and grumbling. Give thanks to God. Count your blessings again. If you want to be joyful, we have to confront our complaining and grumbling and anger and worry and choose to rejoice in the Lord. And as we rejoice in the Lord, we can be free of worry and be full of prayer and thankfulness unto the Lord. Not only that, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellence, worthy of praise, think about these things. Okay, do you want to be joyful always? Meditate the right things. Meditate what is true. And what is that? The Word of God, the goodness of God, the blessing of God, the nature of God, the character of God, the purpose of God. Meditate the right things. Because worrying is meditating the wrong things. When you worry, you meditate. And might as well channel that meditating on the right things. We got to fill our mind with things excellent and praiseworthy. Because what we choose to meditate on matters. And so what's filling your mind lately? Worry, fear, K-drama, anime, social media, online games? Or is it the Word of God? His goodness, His blessing are the things that are filling your minds through? Is it honorable? Is it just? Is it pure, lovely, commendable? Are they excellent or praiseworthy? Is it helping you to be joyful in the Lord, or are they robbing you of joy in the Lord? What we fill our mind matters. Not only that, verse 9, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. Practice obedience. The word practice here means the active process of performing and implying doing something as a regular practice. And so let's make it a regular practice to live out the Word of God, to obey the Word of God. Let us not be merely hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word of God. Exposure to the Word of God is not enough. It must lead to obedience. You see, one of the greatest robbers of joy is sin. One of the greatest robbers of joy is sin. Unconfessed sin will definitely rob us of joy. And if we are living in disobedience to the will of God, it will rob us of joy. Psalm 32 verse 3 says, when I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. And so let not unconfessed sin rob us of our joy. Let us confess it. Come to the Lord and let us practice obedience. Philippians 4:10. What else? But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lack opportunity. And so Paul was saying that he's rejoicing. Why? Because somebody was caring for him. Okay, nagpadala po ng gifts, okay, yung mga taga-Philippians. And so, do you want to be joyful? Care for others. Again, we talk about this in week 2, no? Joy in relationship. Value others above ourselves and think not of only of your own interest, but the interest of others. Serve others. Resolve relational conflict with others. If we have wrong others, we have misunderstanding with others and have not done all we can to make it right, to be reconciled, we will not have joy in the Lord. It will be very difficult for us to live a joyful life if there is unforgiveness, relational conflict in our lives. But if we will humble ourselves and go to our brother or sister and ask their forgiveness, be reconciled, we will be flooded with God's joy. And so let us care for others, because even as we refresh as others, we ourselves will be refreshed. And lastly, but not the least, learn to be content. Learn to be content. You want to be joyful? Learn to be content. Philippians 4:11 to 13. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. Know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. To be content, okay, is to have the strength to live, whether in lack or in plenty, whether yung kape mo 3-in-1 or Starbucks, whether yung TV mo tube pa or LCD na, or baka marami ng iba, no? And so that's how it is to confess that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, whether ang ulam mo tuyo o kaya toyo lang or pata or lechon. I mean, we can still choose to rejoice and serve the Lord whether in lack or in plenty. We got to learn to be content. And when we find our joy and our boasting in Christ, we can learn to be content in plenty and in lack. And so in whatever circumstances we may be in, let us choose to rejoice in the Lord always. To rejoice in the Lord always means to find our joy in Christ over and over again in whatever circumstances we may be in. Amen? I hope that you would choose to rejoice today. Amen? Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, yung rejoicing pala, hindi pala yung feeling na masaya kami. No? It's really more of an attitude. It's not a reaction to our circumstances, but an attitude of heart that whatever might happen, we have hope because we know that we are in the Lord. And yung joy pala, Lord, it's a command. To rejoice is a command. In the same way that you have taught us not to kill and not to steal. In whatever circumstances may be, you are commanding us to rejoice in the Lord always. And so I pray, Lord, that when we will find ourselves grumbling, complaining, whining, worrying, fearful, yes, we will acknowledge how we feel. Lord, but we would also, by the grace of God, choose to rejoice in the Lord always. That we will seek you in whatever circumstances we may be in and choose to rejoice. Because that's what you're calling us, especially in the most difficult times of our lives. And so I also want to pray, if there are people who are tuning in right now and they are in a very difficult situation, it is robbing them of joy. Maybe this pandemic has robbed them of their joy. Maybe a lack in some particular areas. Maybe provision. Maybe because there will be some sickness in the family. Death probably in the family. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would comfort them. Lord, I ask that they would focus on you, cry out to you. Lord, open up what they are feeling unto you. And even as they seek you, I know, Lord, that they will find you and you will grant them that joy. That circumstances may not change, but their perspective will change. That they would choose to live by faith, Lord, and not by sight, and therefore finding joy in you always. And probably there are some people here, and it's just really hard for you to rejoice. Maybe there are unconfessing. Maybe there are some relational conflict that you need to settle before the Lord and before other people. And just humble yourself and say, Lord, I have been living in sin, even though I am a Christian. I have been choosing to disobey you and neglect your word, your instruction in my life. Or probably, meron ka mga nakaalitan, misunderstanding, offense. Would you ask the Lord today for forgiveness? Would you repent and say, Lord, these are the sins that I have been tolerating. Unconfessed sins that I have been living for. A pattern in my life. maybe a relational dysfunction as well, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, offense. And Lord, today I'm asking, Lord, would you forgive me? Lord, would you cleanse me? And Lord, would you help me to live a life that is pleasing before you? Joy flows in and through our right relationship with God. Lord, that we would make things right and pursue you and pursue reconciliation with other people as well. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Last group of people I want to pray for. Again, joy flows in and through our lives through a right relationship with God. And if you don't have a relationship yet with the Lord, you haven't surrendered your lives to God, no matter what you do, you may be happy, but how long will that happiness last? Joy comes from the Lord. We can't manufacture it. We cannot create it. It only comes from the Lord, and that would flow in and through you through our relationship with Christ. If you haven't surrendered your life to the Lord, would you do that today? I believe this will be the most joyous occasion in your life. In fact, if you would surrender your life to the Lord, there will be rejoicing in heaven over one person who would turn himself back to the Lord. If you're that person, would you please pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, Lord, I want to experience that joy, that everlasting joy that only comes from you. And so, Lord, today, I confess my sin before you. Lord, I recognize I am a sinner and I need you in my life. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I repent of all my sin and I'm asking you, Jesus, be the Lord, be the master of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, I believe this is a reason for us to celebrate and to rejoice because heaven is rejoicing. If you pray that prayer, can you please just make a wave or just comment a heart so that our leaders, our staff, our pastors, campus missionaries would contact you and explain to you more about the decision that you have made. Amen? Let's just close the service by prayer. Let's just lift up our hands to the Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to rejoice in you always, no matter what our circumstances may be. That even in the midst of sorrow, we can still rejoice because we are in the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace and joy. And may the joy of the Lord be our strength. Amen. And let that joy flow in and through our lives. And just exclaiming and proclaiming to other people that joy is possible in this world through Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. See you on site or see you next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.